Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Living Villa Capelli. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode, and then it's going to be a solo one by me, Stephen here. Paul is actually traveling, so I thought rather than wait and leave you guys hanging for a couple of weeks, I would go ahead and pump something out, and hopefully you enjoy it. If you hate it, let me know. If you like it, let me know. I can do more of these. Sometimes it's hard to get both of our schedules together to do this kind of stuff. So if I need to ever jump on real quickly and do something, I will for you guys. But if you hate it, let me know. We can just wait, and I will wait for Mr. Paul. Starting off, I wanted to give you guys some news. The olive oil has arrived in the States, the air shipment we were talking about last week. So if you're listening to this right now, go get your olive oil before we run out. We are following up with another shipment coming by boat, but I can't promise you how long this shipment will last just because we could only send a limited amount. So if you're listening to this now, when this was broadcasted in early February, go get that oil if you want it. So in honor and celebration of that, I thought we would talk about our top favorite extra virgin olive oil recipes. I have five of them for you today, so I hope you enjoy all of them. So what I mean by olive oil recipes, obviously you can use olive oil in all your cooking. We recommend it. That's what we do. We are a little spoiled in that sense, and I use it for everything. But this one, I kind of wanted to base it on having olive oil be a pretty significant ingredient within the recipe. Most of these are very, very simple. It's about letting the olive oil complement the food that you're already eating, which does very well. And, you know, it's just that's what Italian cooking is all about, starting with great fresh ingredients and then going from there. And I'll kind of have an order for you guys kind of throughout the meal, and I'll end it with a nice drink recipe. Yes, a drink with extra virgin olive oil. So you have to stay tuned through the end to get that recipe. And I will have all of these in the show notes, guys. Bear with me. I might not have them when this airs right away, all of them up, because I'm a stickler for trying to make stuff look good. And I don't know if I have recipes for everything. Pictures for everything, sorry. So I want to have a picture for every recipe, and I don't know if I have it for some of these. But I will give you, and hopefully the recipes will be up very shortly afterwards. And so if you're driving in the car, or you're running, you don't have to worry about writing this down. And obviously a lot of this stuff you can do in your head. We call it recipes. And actually our whole site on where the recipes live on Living Villa Capelli is called Recipes Are Dumb. I don't know if we've ever talked about that, but it kind of goes back to how you learned recipes from your mother. You know, that's how when we talk with any of the grandmothers here, the mothers here, we say, oh, how do you make your artichokes? Oh, well, you start with some onions. Well, how much? You know, enough. And then put some garlic. Well, how much? You know, enough. So it kind of all goes back to your own taste. And so recipes in the sense of recipes are more guidelines. And that's what we mean by recipes are dumb. But this is more of an inspiration for you on how to eat the olive oil and enjoy it. So if you're playing the Living Villa Capelli drinking game, you can go ahead and take a swig now, because I know if Paul was here, he would correct my pronunciation of our first dish, which is Pinzimonio. So long story short, guys, this is raw fresh vegetables dipped in extra virgin olive oil. It's that simple. So here, guys, it is very faux pas almost to dip your bread in extra virgin olive oil. It's almost kind of an American invention. In Italy, you just won't see people do that. It's kind of, for them, it's strange. When you think about it, it is a little strange. Why would you fill up on bread and olive oil before you actually eat your meal? So they just don't do that. Now, of course, if you go to a restaurant here and ask for it, they will bring you the bread with olive oil. They're used to tourists asking for it. They understand it now, but it's just not something that's really an Italian custom or invention whatsoever. But Pinzimonio is basically you take up whatever you like, bell peppers, cauliflower, broccoli, fennel, celery, carrots, those all work really well. And you just make up a bowl of extra virgin olive oil and dip it in. Now you can add a little bit of herbs, you know, some thyme, some rosemary, garlic into the olive oil. I would add a little salt and pepper, actually just a little touch. And then you can mix that up, and that will flavor the olive oil a little bit if you want a little more flavor to it. I mean, ours is really strong already, So you really don't need that. In some people, you can add a little bit of vinegar, maybe a little balsamic vinegar, white vinegar to your taste. Again, I think it kind of doesn't necessarily complement the taste here with our oil being so strong, but it's perfectly fine. And basically, you're kind of making a little bit of a dressing that you would do on a salad, which we're going to get to later. That's pretty much it. You can also, just to point out, we do have some flavored oils. I don't know if anybody knows about that. We have our sun-dried tomato flavored oil, an olio santo, a rosemary, and a lemon oil, which are all really nice too to do as dipping. They already kind of have that infused flavor. So that's also another choice for you in creating this if you don't want to do it on your own. So our next recipe is grilled zucchini and grilled eggplant, both using the same technique and the same ingredients. But this is a really beautiful, really simple dish, and it's very, very flavorful, and it's a great, great summer dish, especially when both of these vegetables are at their height of flavor in their season in the summer. You can make it ahead of time. It's actually a little bit better if you make it ahead of time and serve it kind of room temperature. All the flavors get to be absorbed. So take your zucchini and your eggplant, and you're cutting them pretty dang thin. I'm going to say about a fourth of an inch, if not a little bit smaller. And you're going to slice them whatever you want them. If you want them round, if you want the eggplant round, if you want it a long ways, it doesn't matter. I would suggest cutting the zucchini lengthwise, not in circles. You'll see why, because basically you're going to grill these guys. So I don't think you want to be sitting there turning circles all day. So basically you cut these guys in long strips, and then you can do it two different ways. If you're using it on the grill, obviously just throw on the grill and you're getting some nice char marks on it. It will not take long at all. You probably just want it on there maybe, depending on how hot your grill is, 30 seconds on each side. You know, you kind of just want to get a nice good char on it. I usually don't do that because here it takes forever to get the fire just for vegetables. You don't want to necessarily light the fire. We don't have gas grills here. So I usually do it on the stovetop using a nonstick pan. You might want to add just a touch of oil. Basically, you're just kind of wiping the pan down with it just at a touch. But you put the slices on there and let them just brown up, and then you turn them over and brown the other side. So the zucchini usually takes about a minute, minute and a half per side. The eggplant, depending on how thin you slice it, can go a little faster once your pan heats up. And then you take it off, and you're going to arrange these on your plate. And then you're going to have handy some chopped garlic, finely chopped garlic, some balsamic vinegar, some extra virgin olive oil, salt, and some finely chopped mint. And basically, once you kind of have enough of them, I don't know if you have to do this each round, but you kind of get your plate going and you dress them with this raw chopped garlic, the mint. The mint really, really is key here. It really helps bring out the flavor. Just a sprinkle of salt, a little bit of that balsamic, and then the extra virgin olive oil. And because the vegetables have kind of been charred and cooked sort of dry, they will absorb then all those flavors, and that it really, really is a delicious meal. And again, the amounts depend on your taste. It's not a whole lot of garlic. You're just sprinkling the garlic and sprinkling the mint, just a touch of salt, and the olive oil and balsamic vinegar. You're just putting a light coating on top, kind of like you're dressing a salad. You don't want them soaking in this. It's just enough to get them coated, and they'll absorb into those vegetables and really meld with the other flavors. It's very refreshing. Again, once you do it, you can do it ahead of time, and again, they soak up that flavor. And so it's really good to make ahead of time, and then you have it ready as a side for your barbecues or for your other meals. So it's a really good summer dish, and it's really, really good with our olive oil, obviously, because the flavor is just amazing with it. The next recipe for you guys, I'm going to cover. We've had this a couple times, so I thought I might as well throw this one in there. It's a little, not necessarily Italian, but I think it's pretty nice that you can make this with it, which is mayo. This is actually an adapted recipe from the Vitamix, and this is what I do use my Vitamix to make this. I believe you could probably make it in a regular blender. I do not think you'd be able to make it without a blender. You really need that high speed to really get it whipped up very good. You take 3 eggs, a fourth a cup of lemon juice, just a touch. The recipe says a teaspoon of salt. I usually use a little bit less. You place that in the blender, and you blend for a few seconds, about 10 seconds, till the mixture is really nice and combined. You want to start combining all those ingredients, and then start increasing the speed very slowly and very, very slowly. You're going to pour in 1.5 cups of our olive oil. And as the blender keeps running, eventually the mixture, you'll watch just as you pour it slowly, it starts to get thicker and thicker. And once you finish up, you just let it go really, really high speed. And eventually you just keep watching it. And once it starts to get really thick, you stop. Like if you go too long, it'll turn back to liquid a little bit. So you wait and then you basically scoop it out and you can refrigerate and use. You need to use this one because it is fresh, guys. You need to use it within 2 or 3 weeks. But it makes a good about 2 cups worth of mayo at the end of the day. And it's really, really delicious. I will say with the fresh oil, beware, it's going to have a strong taste. So if you're getting this fresh oil from this season's harvest right now, that olive oil, it's definitely a strong olive oil taste to it. Now, the olive oil tends to mellow out throughout the year. So later in the year, you won't even know you have olive oil. It just tastes like regular mayo. And it's actually so much healthier, guys. You make this for you. It has, like you said, no preservatives. It's 4 ingredients. Lemon juice, eggs, olive oil, and salt. I mean, what could be better for you? It's so much better when you can make that stuff at home. And I guarantee you'll love it. So moving on, we're going to talk about a pasta now. This is a really quick, guys. We sell this, actually. It's called spaghettata. And for those of you that know, it's sort of a dried version of aglio olio. So we actually kind of talk about it as being the best bowl of pasta in 10 minutes. You know, this makes a great pasta sauce when you're come home and you just want something real quick to feed the kids, feed yourself. I don't know, the kids, it's a little spicy, so I shouldn't say feed the kids, but you just need something real quick for you to fill up. It's a really quick, easy, delicious dish. Basically, very simple. I should explain what this is. The spaghettata is a dried herb mix. It consists of dried garlic, parsley, dried parsley, dried red chili pepper, and a touch of salt. So you're taking this dried spice mix and you're putting about a tablespoon to 1/2 cup of our extra virgin olive oil, and you're letting that simmer. Do not be careful and watch it. You just want it to simmer because you want those flavors to meld into the olive oil. If you let it go too long, the garlic will burn. It's still tasty, but you will have burned garlic in your olive oil mix. But you're letting that simmer. Basically, you'd probably start it once your water comes up to boil, because again, you just want to heat it through. So once your water comes to the boil, drop your pasta, start your sauce, and then you're pouring this over 1/2 pound of cooked pasta, and you stir and you eat. And you can even add pieces of chicken, shrimp, cherry tomatoes. It's really good with some other chopped vegetables like some zucchini. So if you mix those up with the oil too, that's a nice additional to your sauce. I would cook this with spaghetti. That's the tradition. It's just the right kind of pasta that it absorbs the sauce just enough, and your spaghetti's not like swimming in oil. So it kind of absorbs all those flavors, and it's really delicious. It's a really quick, like I said, best bowl of pasta you'll have in 10 minutes. It is spicy, guys, so that's a little warning. So you might need to play with it and find the right amount that works for your spice level. But it's a very good, tasty, really quick, simple dish for you guys. So moving on to the salad round, we're going to be addressing dressing. Ha ha ha. Basically, we get this question a lot. How do you dress your salads? So this is a really easy one, guys. It's a very easy ratio to remember. Basically, the vinaigrette standard ratio is 3 parts oil to 1 part vinegar. So if you put 3 tablespoons of oil, you'll have 1 tablespoon of vinegar. That's pretty much the standard ratio. And what I do is use a little one of our jars that our conserves was in, or the sun-dried tomatoes or something like that. I have a bunch of those kind of on the counter. And so I'll just grab one of those and you just eyeball it. You want to put, again, 3 parts to 1 part. So you can kind of gauge, you know, I have this 3 tablespoons or 6 tablespoons and I need to put 2 tablespoons of vinegar. And then I add a little bit of salt and a little bit of pepper. Also, a little bit of oregano is great in this. You can also go and put a little bit of mustard in it or lemon juice. I don't know if I would add too much lemon juice because it gets to be a little too acidic. But this is, again, all according to your guys' taste. If you like it more acidic, add more vinegar. It's not, you know, and it's not a big deal. But I take that jar, I put all those ingredients in there, screw on the top, and shake the heck out of it. And that makes a little bit of a vinaigrette. And then what I like to do is take the dressing and I put my finger over the salad with my hand washed, of course. And then I pour a little bit of the dressing over the salad and also over my finger, which is over the salad. And then that way I can taste the dressing and I can tell what I want to change in the dressing. It's a good, easy, quick way without dipping your finger into the dressing. You just pour a little bit over and you get a little bit of taste on your finger to help gauge what you need. And that way I can say, oh, I want a little bit more salt, or no, I put too much vinegar, so let me add a little bit more oil into it. So it's an easy way to test the dressing before you actually dress the whole salad with it. So that's a really easy way, guys, to make your own homemade salad dressing. Again, just like the same principle as the mayo, it's so nice to know what's going into your dressing. It's not full of sugar or preservatives and all that other stuff that some of those store-bought dressings are. So, you know, the more you can do that. And again, you can customize this to your taste. You can add a little bit of mustard to the mix and make it a little bit more a mustardy vinaigrette. You could add shallots to it. Go crazy with a little different herbs if you want, you know, and figure out what you like. It's all up to you. But that's the really standard basic, again, is 3 parts oil to 1 part vinegar. And then from there, you can kind of go crazy with it and have some fun. Moving on, we're going to talk, ooh, this is the last one. I hope I have enough. Yeah, I do. I have enough time. This is our drink round. You might be saying, what the heck? You're going to make a drink with olive oil? Yes, I am. Yeah, this is our Villa Capelli, the Villa Capelli Teeny, some people call it. It's a nice little drink. I'm going to start with the simple syrup, which is purely optional, guys. We usually actually do not include this because if you get nice, fresh grapefruits, which we pretty much only use, the grapefruit juice should be almost a little bit sweet. So you really don't need the sugar in this. But if you have too tart, or if it's too tart for you, please add the simple syrup that is part of the recipe. For those of you that don't know, simple syrup is very easy to make. You just take equal parts sugar and water, bring to a boil over medium-high heat. You stir to dissolve the sugar, and you keep that boiling for about 3 minutes. Then you remove, let it cool, and you can refrigerate in a tightly sealed jar. And that'll keep for about 3 months in your fridge. So you can make this ahead of time, but you know what, guys? You can also make it right before. You just want to let it cool down so you don't melt all your ice, and so it's not warm going in. So I'll give you the ingredients real quick. You're going to have grapefruit juice, vodka, Villa Capelli extra virgin olive oil, and simple syrup, and some bay leaves. Sorry, forgot bay leaves. So here are your instructions. First, you're going to start by dropping 3 medium torn basil leaves into a cocktail shaker and filling with ice. Tearing means just, you know, tear them in half. You just want to get a little bit of that essential oil into the drink. Then you're going to take 1.5 ounces of fresh grapefruit juice, 1.5 ounces of vodka, 1/2 ounce of Villa Capelli extra virgin olive oil, and 1/4 ounce of simple syrup. You're going to put all that together. You're going to shake really vigorously for at least 10 seconds, if not 30. You really want this really, really well mixed together. Then you're going to strain that into your glass and garnish with a small basil leaf and enjoy. So I'm going to give you this recipe now as a ratio. So if you want to make a bigger batch for a larger group, you can do that as well. The ratio becomes equal parts vodka to equal parts grapefruit juice, then 1/2 of that to the extra virgin olive oil, and then 1/4 of the simple syrup if you use the simple syrup. And you can kind of judge how much basil leaves you want, but that's kind of the basic recipe. So in following that idea, if you were doing a cup of fresh grapefruit juice to a cup of vodka, you would do 1/2 cup of extra virgin olive oil to 1/4 cup of simple syrup. And you might, guys, be saying, what the heck are you talking about? This sounds really gross. We usually do a little contest here when we have guests come and they don't know our recipe. So we make a couple of batches for them to try, and we have everybody try to guess the secret ingredient. Most people obviously think, oh, it's basil. That's the secret ingredient. Like, no, that's not the secret ingredient. And most people never, ever get it. It just, all it does is give you a little bit of a nice lip feel and a nice little fattiness to it, almost kind of like egg whites would do in some other drinks. And it just really makes the drink feel very creamy and rich. It kind of emulsifies with that grapefruit juice, and then it's really, really delicious. It's very, very refreshing. A good summertime drink. I will say, you do have to not chug the damn thing, but you do have to drink this thing fairly quickly because it does start to separate every once in a while. It doesn't totally get emulsified. I've tried different methods and it never really seems to, the grapefruit and the extra virgin olive oil do not seem to emulsify like you would want them to. I guess it's probably the introduction of the vodka as well and everything else. I made this in the Vitamix and it's delicious that way too. It makes it a little more creamier. But after a while, you know, after 5-10 minutes, it does start to kind of separate. It's still delicious and it still will kind of mix when you drink it, but you'll kind of notice a little bit of the film of the oil rising to the top for some people. And just throwing that out there. But it's a beautiful, delicious, simple drink. So guys, that ends my recipe round, all featuring extra virgin olive oil. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know if you'd like more of these kind of episodes. If not, let me know that too, because I'd love to hear from you guys. Send us emails, leave us a voicemail on the website. Please feel free to leave us a ratings and review on iTunes. That always helps us get found by more people in iTunes. And share the word with family and friends. So, and let them know about the podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you guys so much. We really, really do appreciate all your support and everything you do. You know, we do all this for you guys. We really enjoy spreading the word about all this stuff. It's fun for us, and hopefully you enjoy it too. So thank you guys, and until next time, arrivederci.